after the Gemara asks, what does Reb Zera do with the additional Shmua? And the Gemara responds by saying he needs the additional Shmua to the Shlosha Shmuas, Shal Shmuas of Reb Yosef and Reb Hanina. The Gemara now asks, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also need the Shal Shmuas of Reb Yosef and Reb Hanina? So the my answer is Rabbi Yehuda in Ta'iru bin Ta'oru. So the Gemara said like this: in Ta'iru bin Ta'oru, you see, you need true the three shuls of the Pesukim that are three shuls, often the three shuls of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Hanina. But it nevertheless says, "In ta'iru v'in ta'oreru." So here, Rabbi Yehuda is learning the obligation of the yachid in this context to not go there, to not stand up to the umos, even on an individual level, from the repetition of "In ta'iru v'in ta'oreru et ha'ava." The double language of Imta'iru and Imta'aru seems to be the difference between PL and Tal. Of course, the verb changes, a resh drops out of the stronger form. But the Ha'ir, actually, it's not the PL. It's Hifil. Imta'iru and Imta'aru. The Orer is to wake someone up. The Ha'ir is really the same thing, but it's more like to do something to wake someone up. The Orer is direct waking something up, you know, giving it a push. The Ha'ir is to make a lot of noise, and as a result, waking somebody up. It's here a kind of a raw edge here, I think, raw nerve. The question is, you know, the relationship between the individual going up and the tzibur going up. What is Reb Zera's claim? Is it that the individual is not a tzibur, and therefore what he does should not be seen in tzibur perspective, and therefore it has nothing to do with shalallah yali yisrael b'choma, in that case in particular? Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, that's not right. It does have something to do with it. Yes, the on the face of it, it's simply a drasha of the double language. But who is the yachid and who is the tzibur in the drasha of imta'iru v'imta'aru? L'chara, the tzibur is v'imta'aru. If you will awaken, the director called to the tzibur. The yachid is ta'iru. The yachid is not literally banging down the doors, awaking people up. But the tzibur is made of yechidim. And the yechidim have an effect on the tzibur. And it's the water on the rack effect of drip by drip, the yechidim creating a situation where even there's no actually overroot, there's a ta'ara, there's an activity that's moving towards a to an overroot. And On that basis, Rabbi Yehuda says your distinction between the Yachid and the Tzibur isn't really called for. It's not only Im Torah Ru, it's Im Ta'ir Ru also. You're doing something to cause something to happen. Yes, it's indirect. So what? Im Ta'ir Ru, Im Torah Ru. It's also part of what's going on. How are we to understand Reb Zera? Reb Zera is going to say, Reb Zera is going to use the double lashon there for Reb Levi's drasha. Reb Levi's drasha is Hashem will learn next time. But in his denial of, or in his refusal to accept or use his drasha in Zairu in Taru, as referring to the Yachid as well. Is he saying, no, the Yechidim don't add out to the Tzibur? Maybe. I don't think so. I think he's saying, I think he would agree that the Yechidim don't add out to the Tzibur. But Reb Zera's insistence is that that's allowed. You're allowed to add to act as a yachid, and if that happens to add up to a tzibur, then it does. What are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to mamash be ole b'chumah. But to trickle in, that you're allowed. That it'll have an effect? Yeah, it'll have an effect. Well, all right. It's good. Let it happen. Does anyone think that the individual situations don't affect the tzibur? Of course they do. To this day, could be there are people who know a lot more, but I'm sure there are people who know a lot more about it than me. But the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael lasted through the Talmud Yerushalmi, itself had a major effect. And apparently there were kilot, from that very small population that existed in the time of between the Yerushalmi and the Ramban. Between the Yerushalmi and the Balei Tosfos in Akkal. Whatever it was seems to have had some sort of an impact. The Balei Diktat were living in there. The Balei Masorah, some of them were living there. The Paitanim were living there. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is assumed to have been living in Eretz Israel. At that time, in the dark ages of Eretz Yisrael, we don't seem to know what was going on with them. There are people who say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were written in Eretz Yisrael somewhere at that time. But the Kehila was in Akko. There they went as a tzibur, but not banging down the doors. That the Kehila of the Tosfos were in Akko to receive the Ramban. Is itself very significant, no doubt, for him. And I wonder what the difference was for the Ramban that he found, I think, one or two Jews in Yerushalayim, rather than if he had found none. And the Ramban was also an individual who decided that we should at least have a minyan in Yerushalayim. And the slow but sure trickles that came in from that time until the city of Tzfat suddenly found itself stuffed with Jewish people from running away from the Spanish Inquisition. Other aliyot of all sorts and of all natures, the time of Talmidei Agra, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, and whatnot, that somehow at some point the conversion to a movement when Herzl decided to invent Zionism, there were people who were here. It wasn't the Yesh Me'ayin. So that the problem of the Hifya of what the Prophet is referring to will be discussed by Rav Levi tomorrow. But the heter, so to speak, of individuals making movements that will eventually affect the cloud, that Rav Zera doesn't seem concerned with. In this light, we can quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Rav Zera, where the Talmidim are sitting and talking about Bias HaMashiach, when he's going to come, how he's going to come. And Rav Zera said, you're talking about him coming, it prevents him from coming. Because Mashiach comes, it doesn't come as a result of a focus on his arrival. It comes as a result of awakening from a slumber about the whole matter. Whatever his arut, Hifil, is permitted, is one can say that the difference between Orut and between Orut and Hara might be intent. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to force the Gula? No, that's Orut. If all you're doing is coming in, then if it just adds up, that's a different story. Okay, continue.